Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you will remember the Fyre Festival, or at least the Netflix documentary about how it was an utter disaster. Nonetheless, there are apparently plans afoot to reboot it for next year. Andy King became a meme after featuring in the documentary, and he joins us now. Afternoon, Andy.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Do you think this is a good idea or a terrible idea?
Oh, boy. You know, what's amazing? I mean, the Wall Street Journal obviously did an article a couple of days ago, and Billy is quoted as saying that 90% of the people don't think he'll be able to pull it off, and 10% do. And that's all he needs, is that 10%. But Sean, I mean, who can trust Billy at this point, right?
Yeah. At this point, I mean, obviously, he was a carrot when you worked with him. He had a certain amount of charisma. He could get people to do things for him. Does that also kind of tip into he's a bit self-delusional in that he can do this again?
Yeah, I mean, think about it, Sean. I mean, he walked into every investment banking firm in New York and raised millions of dollars at 24 years old. Mm-hmm. And he still has that, you know. Unfortunately, I feel like the issues at this point, how can you trust someone that deceived so many people? And I, as you know, are probably one of the few people that still will support him every once in a while, because that's who I am. I am the ultimate team player, right? I'm the guy that will do whatever it takes to make things work. But, I would only jump in. I would only help. I would only be involved with the next fire, which is called Fire 2, if the proper infrastructure is in place. You know, that would be investors. That would be a proper management team. That would be locked in funding. That would be a reasonable location or venue where it would be hosted. You know, these are all specific things that if I saw that in place, I would jump in.
Would
you? Crazy?
You'd still work with Billy again.
Well, as long as someone else is running the show, and that maybe he's just kind of a personality that's involved, I would. I mean, think about it, Sean. Fire is known around the world. I mean, I don't care who you talk to when you say, you remember that festival in the Bahamas that went wrong, the Fyre Festival? I mean, 90% of the time people go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Absolutely. Think of the power of that brand, Sean. That's what's amazing to me, right?
Yeah.
It is powerful. And if any company were to buy that brand and announce, let's just say some big brand bought it, a big organizer, and announced the next Fyre Festival in Abu Dhabi, it would sell out in 5 minutes. It would.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as the right team is in place to make sure that everything goes perfectly. That's what's important.
Yeah. Do you think Billy would be inclined to do that? Because that sounds like he'd have to cede some power over it. That, you know, effectively somebody else would be running it and he'd be kind of like the face of it.
It's a good question. I mean, The Wall Street Journal quoted as saying that Billy has said that he has sold 51% of Fyre. So he only owns 49%. So he is not in the driver's seat anymore.
Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, the last conversations that I had with Billy were over 8 months ago, when we had three separate calls set up for me to discuss the percentage of ownership that I will have in Fyre moving forward if I were to be involved. And each call got postponed and then finally canceled. And so we never got to that point. He wasn't, I don't, you know, that's Billy.
Yeah.
Which saddens me, right? I want to see the best in everybody.
Yeah. But given the long track record that you had with him, given that particular incident where he asked you to go and fillet a guy to get rid of a bill for a massive bill for water, you were prepared to do it as well. You don't think in retrospect he was effectively abusing you?
I don't look at it that way, because he'll tell people today that he was just kidding or he doesn't even remember saying it. And so I feel like it could have been a situation where he was like, we are in so much trouble. You know, Andy's gay. Maybe he'd go blow the head of customs to free up this water. And when it was kind of like, you know, the game of telephone where, you know, one person calls and then another person makes another call to deliver the same message. And by the 10th call, the message gets so confused that it's not really the message from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he wasn't asking me to go below the head of customs. He did. Part of it could have been more of a, what would you say, sort of a comical reference. But one that I took obviously very literally, and went about my way to complete the task and save the festival. But that's me.
What did the head of customs say, by the way, when you kind of made this offer?
We didn't get that far, Sean, thank God. You know, I got to his office and he said, you know, Andy, I really like you. And of course I said, well, I really like you too. But I wasn't sure where that was going. And then obviously, thank God, it went in the right direction. He said, I don't trust Billy at this point, but I like you and I trust you. So I'll tell you what, I will give you until Monday to come up with the import taxes for all this water. So I didn't really have to get on my knees and perform, which was nice, but I was able to leave his office with dignity and, you know, and a mutual, just a common, nice friendship.
Yeah. And were the import taxes paid?
Oh God, no. I mean, nothing was paid. You know, I mean, nothing. But Sean, you know, what's interesting, and I don't know, I know you've heard the story 100 times, but one of my biggest nightmares, as you can imagine, is the cheese sandwich. And because I was running that aspect of the festival, and we had 24 chefs in a huge tent that were preparing all this amazing food. But when the kids arrived and they'd all had a little bit too much to drink, you know, the one young couple had come up and they said, oh my God, it looked as though one was about to throw up. And I just said, you guys need to eat something and you need to go over. Right over there is the employee tent, and ask for Max, the chef, and just say, Andy said we could come over and you could make us a sandwich, because that's where all the employees were eating sandwiches. And then another couple came up with the same circumstance. And, you know, Sean, technology today, I mean, I turned around and within 5 minutes, there were over 500 people in line for that sandwich. Mm. And within 1 minute, that sandwich was on someone's phone with a photograph and going viral around the world. Yeah. And that is what brought the festival down immediately. We had a $2 million stage built on the beach. Every act was waiting one island away with planes on the tarmac to bring them over to start performing. And so it is amazing that darn cheese sandwich is the bane of my existence. I'm not saying that the Fyre Festival would have been perfect, far from it, but it would have gone off and kids would have been eating and drinking and listening to great music on a pretty island in the Bahamas. But, you know, the power of social media today.
Indeed. Well, you never know. It might happen next year, though. Andy, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Andy King there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.